Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's Andy, and here we go, episode 5, Things and Stuff. So, this part, I'm having a sip of beer. I already recorded the bulk of it, of the podcast, with my son, Rockley, my middle child. He's 10. He was begging me to do a podcast, so you'll hear from him here in just a little bit. He wanted to do it, so there you go. The date I'm recording this, I don't know why I like to say when I'm recording it, because I don't know, I like dates. I'm recording this on Friday, October 7th. I have intro to handgun class tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in Garrettson, another one coming up in November, SiouxFallsShooting.com, for all your shooting class needs. That's not, I'm serious, like, go ahead, sign up for a class. I would appreciate that. And you'll learn something, too. It's pretty cool. Get an enhanced permit. I'm getting ready to go on a hunting trip tomorrow, too. See, here's the thing. I scheduled that class thinking, oh, man, they cut back the number of antelope tags this year. There's no way we're going to draw. Me and my buddy Tyler, who you will hear next week on this podcast, because we're going to record one out in Harding County this weekend or early next week, sometime in the next few days. Hopefully after he gets something. But anyway, I'm about to go hunting. I've got that going on. It's 11:04 as I'm recording this, and I should be in bed right now. Normally, the night before class, I would be in bed. But I also have this whole podcast thing I started, and I don't have anything in the can for Tuesday. So I'm sort of kind of quickly recording one here. And Rockley was dying to be on it. I was also going to have my daughter on because if you haven't seen it on my Instagram, which is, what the hell is it now? I can't even remember. Andy.E.605 or something like that. Anyway, search Andy Erickson on Instagram. You'll probably find me. I posted this video of my daughter getting in the car with her backpack on. And I don't have stuff go viral on Instagram very often, but like over 41,000 people have viewed that video, or it's been viewed 41,000 times. It's reached like 40,000 accounts or something like that, it said on there. So that's pretty snazzy. And I still keep getting all these random comments. But anyway, so I was going to have my daughter on also to talk about getting in the car with the backpack on, which is just, I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, because she gets in the car with it on, and then she tries to take it off, and it's really awkward to take off in my car, which is not huge. Anyway, it's this whole thing, and it doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, so lots of people did it. Well, I wanted to have her on and talk about it, but she already fell asleep. It was homecoming at Lincoln High School, and they beat Brandon, I guess, so that's good. And it's been a long week. She was in the variety show and did things and stuff, and now she's asleep, and I can't have her on. But I'm going to have Rockley on, my middle son. He's been dying to be on. Anyway, so there's that. I don't know why she's getting in with the backpack on. It's so weird. It's so crazy. Also, last podcast with Casey Kustak. Sorry about the audio problems. My laptop had not been restarted in quite a while. So there were some like words missing and like some weirdness. So when it was saving, it was struggling a little bit. So, yeah. Like I mentioned, I'm getting ready to go antelope hunting out in Harding County. Can't wait. Super excited. I'm taking my buddy Tyler. Well, actually, we're going together. I'm not taking him. Well, I'm sort of holding his hand through his journey of the first time hunting. He's in his 30s. He's never hunted anything ever before. But he got interested in big game hunting and wanted to go for antelope first, which I think is a great first choice. He shoots USPSA with me, so like he's safe. Like I don't have to worry about that aspect of it. With other newer hunters, it's like, okay, don't point the gun at me. No, stop pointing. You know, that's cool. I don't have to worry about that aspect. It's just all like the hunting stuff. And he's sort of kind of like I was the first time when I was hunting by myself. When I know it's like, if I get something, I got to cut this thing open, and I'm not looking forward to that, but no, it's going to be super fun. Antelope hunting is a lot of fun. So Hopefully we are successful. I have a room full of crap. I have a garage full of crap, ready to go. Finally done packing. As long as I remember to grab my cell phone backup battery charger thingy. My iPhone has finally hit the age. It's just over a year and a half old. So it's right. It's time. Time for the battery to start not lasting as long. So, you know, thanks Steve Jobs for programming in those batteries to not work well after a little while. Okay, so there's that. As I look at my Steve Jobs device, I'm going hunting. I mentioned that. I think that's I think we're good. SiouxFallsShooting.com. I've got enhanced permit class to get your South Dakota enhanced pistol permit. I've got a class for that coming up on October 15th in Madison. That is going to be that's a Sunday. It'll start at 8 a.m. at the fire station in Madison. And then on the following Saturday, October 22nd, I've got one in Garrettson. I've still got spots for that one. This Madison class was sort of a last minute thing. A guy got a hold of me and said, "Hey, can you do a class here? We got a place to do it." I was like, "Sure." So we're doing a class there. Still got spots there and in Garrettson on the 22nd. And oh, also pistol skills this coming Saturday. This is a class, if you're brand new, don't sign up for it. If you own a pistol and you want to get better at it, I did it as sort of a last minute, like, hey, I've got an open date, I might as well put on a class. So 2 weeks ago, I put it up on my website and there's a few people in it. I've still got a few spots left. So, and I reduced the price on it just because it was sort of last minute. So a little better deal there for pistol skills. It's not for a beginner, but it's not for somebody who's super good. You just have to like know how to do stuff safely. And then as far as the hitting stuff, faster and more accurate, I'll help you out there. So that's coming up on the 15th. Is that the date? Yes, the 15th on Saturday. Okay, so now I'm going to do a clumsy segue to the part of the podcast with my son, Rockley. I'm going hunting tomorrow after I have a class tomorrow, and I don't have anyone who could come do it. And my son has been bugging me for the last 3 days.
Yep.
To do a podcast.
Yep.
So he's doing a podcast with me. Rockley.
All true facts.
All true facts. That is not what you think it is, that thing you're playing with, by the way.
What do you mean?
That is called a capo.
What the heck is
it
that?
Is not a hand exerciser. He's squeezing a capo. A capo is a thing you put on a fret of a guitar and it changes the tuning up to that fret.
Oh.
You know. A lot of times guitar players in church do that because they can't sing the key it's in, so then they change it. Now someone's coming downstairs. It's Isaiah. It's your brother.
He's going to hit me with a sword.
He's not going to hit you with a sword while we're recording a podcast.
$5.
He's got dog and now he's bailing. Okay. So, it's okay. You can cough. It happens. Okay. So you were dying to be on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you started playing with a capo like it was a hand strengthener.
Yeah, because it
not,
is.
It's not. I have one upstairs, though, that you could use if you wanted.
Just one grip.
Okay. So what did you want to talk about?
About like how I lost, was it four sweatshirts, I think?
Four what?
Four sweatshirts.
Oh, yes.
Four sweatshirts and
okay.
One football
this
glove.
This is what I wanted to, yeah. No. Okay. So this morning I was informed by your mother that you had lost a bunch of hoodies because they were nowhere. We
yeah.
couldn't find any of them. Mm-hmm. I went into school with you this morning. I went to Lost and Found. We found none of them. Now, how many of them do we have?
We have two so far. Well, we technically have three, but we don't have the third one.
We
know
where
the
third
one
is,
but
yes.
We don't know.
It's sweatshirt gate or hoodie gate in our house. The lost hoodies. Now, what happened, though? You're like the kid who doesn't, you're better at taking care of your stuff than your brother and sister. Like, you don't lose stuff, you don't break.
No, I don't lose it. It just stays in my locker, and then the next day, it's gone.
Okay.
It's like a custodian.
You keep trying to blame the custodian. Why do you think the custodian stole your Tom and Jerry sweatshirt?
Who else would go into my locker and steal my stuff? Who goes into the lockers every single day?
Not the custodian.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go in there. Have you ever seen a custodian in your
classroom? Well, no, because they do it like when nobody's here, not even the teachers.
I don't get why you're fixated on the custodian doing it, though.
You don't know this, but they were both yelling at me.
Who were?
Both of you and Mom.
Yes, we were, because you lost $200 worth of hoodies. Okay, maybe $180 worth of hoodies. There's still a lot of hoodies.
Yeah, but we have two, and both of them were here.
Where were they?
Well, my flipping sister was in between my bed and the wall, and then my red Nike one was in my backpack for the last time I went to a sleepover.
So, two of them were here.
Yep. And one of them is actually missing.
One is truly missing.
Yes.
Tom and Jerry is truly missing.
If that would have stayed in my locker for that day, our problems would have been solved until Wednesday.
Okay.
Because that's when I would have gotten the hoodie from.
And the custodian stole your hoodie.
I would think so.
You would think so.
But
why would you think so?
Name someone who goes into the lockers every single day.
Rockley.
Not all of the lockers.
Maybe
like every single locker in the school.
Maybe your teacher stole it. Don't say your teacher's name on here, though.
We had a substitute for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe that's it. Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, you definitely think.
So
don't blame me. Blame the substitutes.
Well,
they stole it.
Okay. I am still kind of blaming you, though. Because
one sweatshirt's missing.
Your filthy bedroom that your mother helped you clean.
We cleaned it, though.
How much of it did you do and how much did Mom do?
Well, I was helping her like get the stuff out and where to put it.
So she did all the work and you told her what to do?
No, she was doing the like cleaning up and then she grabbed the things that she didn't know where to put them besides like the garbage.
Oh, okay. So you think we should have a rummage sale and get rid of some stuff? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not going to be till spring. We're not going to be able to do that this fall. It's getting cold. It's a lot of work getting ready for one. It's a lot of work getting ready for a hunting trip. Look at all the crap I had to... Remember all the crap that was laying around everywhere? Some of it still is. My backpack's there, my rifles, my tote, all the rest of the stuff's out in the garage. Hey, thanks for helping me haul the grill and the propane down.
You want to know what would have happened if I dropped that?
It probably would have gouged up the wood stairs I installed 2 years ago.
What does gouged mean?
Gouge is like if I had like a sharp tool on the recliner here and I went like kind of a scooping cutting.
So it basically just like heats it up and it just drops through the stairs.
Well, I know you were trying to say that it was going to explode, but the propane tank wasn't going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Hoodie Gate is almost over. It's half solved. Well, it's three quarters solved.
We still need one more sweatshirt, and then we're basically done. Because then on Wednesday, then I can...
So the one kid has it. He grabbed it out of Lost and Found?
Yeah, but I told him that he gave it to him for a gift, and I don't get why.
Who said that?
Who said what?
Who said you gave it to him for a gift?
Caden, the one kid that took the...
Okay. Well, so Hoodie Gate, there's that. What else do you want to talk about?
My knee injury.
Your knee injury. Okay, you wear a knee pad to school every day.
Yeah.
Why do you wear a knee pad to school every day? Really? Go ahead. Tell the truth.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe to protect literally everything but the injury itself.
Okay.
It's called sarcasm, Dad.
Yeah, I know. But, like, why do you wear a knee pad every day? I thought you were going to say, because you make me.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And also to protect it.
And to protect it, because you've got a doozy of a scar right on top of your knee. And you farted. All right. That was great. So, We managed to get 7 minutes and 47 seconds in before you farted. Good job. Okay. So you wanted to talk about your knee.
Yeah.
You got this giant scar on your knee. It's about...
like 2 to 3 inches.
It's about, yeah.
It was 3 inches, but I think it's 2 inches now since it like shrunk, since it's healing.
It's, yeah, it's probably about 2 inches long left to right. And then at its widest point, it's probably about just shy of an inch. Like at the widest almost, point, most of it's about a half
like
inch.
Like a centimeter and a quarter?
Yeah, on the narrow part. This part's probably about 2 centimeters.
Oh, yeah, but
maybe. So maybe. It's almost in the shape of a cross sideways. Almost.
Kind of.
You know.
Well, that's because that's how it like split open the second time.
Yeah. Okay, so this has been a particularly irritating scar.
Yeah.
The cut was bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened.
Jackie was actually the first person to actually like notice it. Like when I got hurt
on Christmas Day.
Yeah. I was like rolling and I literally couldn't get up. I was in so much pain.
Do you remember what? So you were sledding behind the
Ranger.
Ranger. You got to remember talking to the mic.
I know.
So.
Baby.
So you rolled off the sled
mm-hmm.
and your knee hit ice.
Ice. We don't know confirmly that it actually is ice. There was a bunch of like hills of like hay or not like hay, but like a food for like animals.
But it anyway, was, like, your knee hit something hard.
Yes, it did.
As you rolled off the sled and cut it open really bad.
Yeah. I just thought that I was like bruised everywhere, but Jackie actually noticed that there was a huge cut in my leg. And that day, Mom, I wanted to get rid of the pants that I was wearing, and they cut open, and then she threw them out that day.
Well, yeah, because they were pretty much smoked after that.
Well,
so,
yeah.
So it was a pretty nasty, gross gash. Like, it was gross. You were pretty freaked out. I remember that.
I was like, oh!
Yeah. You were pretty scared. Went to the ER in Wilmer and got it stitched up. Okay.
Yep. And we spent like 30 minutes in the waiting room because I had to pee the first time.
No, that was the second time.
Oh, no, that
was here in Sioux Falls.
That was also the first time. I went to pee, but then like we did it like right after, but we didn't have to wait for like 30 minutes.
Okay, so then you were at 605 Ninja and yeah. You busted it open again.
Yeah.
Just at an open
gym
thing.
On a trampoline.
And then we had to go to the ER again.
For 4 hours.
That was a long trip, yeah. And we missed our turn because you had to go pee.
Yep.
Okay. So, but the spot of this scar, just so people understand, it's like right on top. Like if your
Literally.
Knee is half bent, it's right on top of the kneecap. Like it's almost centered on your kneecap. It's like just above the middle. So anytime you fall down and bang it, because like you would bang it just against the wall, it'd start bleeding a little bit. It's really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and one time I was running in the hallway and I bruised it.
Yep. Okay. So we got the knee pad. You did a podcast. You got a knee pad. You fart a lot. You play Fortnite a lot.
My Fortnite username is Yogurt.
At me. Oh, okay. Mm. At him. All right.
Yes.
What do you think? Should I have your sister on?
Like just me and her, or?
Well, no, I'm gonna have her on after you.
When?
I don't know. Now. Why How about not? That?
4 minutes.
4 minutes? Why 4 minutes? Because you want to be on for 15. Well.
And then she can be on for another 15.
But you're not saying anything anymore.
Well, yeah, because you're saying everything. Hot dog.
Okay. So can we wrap it up now?
Like wrap what up?
Wrap up your portion of the podcast. I was pretty sure Asai would not come on it with me, and he already bailed, so.
What if Jackie says no?
She won't.
Will she?
Well, because I'm going to ask her about the same. Well, I can ask you this. Why do you get in the car with your backpack on?
Well, it depends on what I have in my backpack. I mean, if I have something like a snack in there.
No, why do you get in the car without first taking off your backpack?
I don't. Because I'm normal, unlike Jackie.
Oh, you do take it off before you get in the car? I thought you usually get in with it on.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I get on, and then I take it off. I set it to my side, and then I get buckled.
Because you're always the last one to the car.
I don't keep it on, though. I do take it
off. No, but neither does Jackie. She takes it off in the car.
Yeah.
Why don't you take it off outside the car?
Well, because then you would have...
You could do that work while you're walking up to the car.
When you start, like, going, and then you eventually... Because you would start wasting time. Because, like, if you're late for school and you have to, like, go.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah.
You have to go.
How much more fun is it for me to be home to get you guys up for school in the morning?
Well, it's good because when you guys were gone and I was home alone, Mom gets here and she keeps yelling at me to do stuff. So.
Yeah, because you guys don't listen.
Well, you didn't tell us to do anything, and she's like, go clean your room, go clean the living room.
I'm talking about getting ready for school in the morning. Because, like, your whole life, I wasn't here when you got ready for school, except here and there when I happen to have a day off. So how much different is it now that I'm around to get you guys? Because I'm pretty much, I mean, me and Mom are still sharing it. But is it different?
Yeah. Because you don't go like you're good, I'm really good.
Well, what do I do?
You walk in, you say, hey, get up, time to go to school. And I get up, and then I get dressed.
So why don't you do that when Mom does it?
Okay.
You don't have a good reason, do you?
I do.
What is it?
Should I say it? Would Mom be offended?
I don't know. What are you going to say? What?
I'm pretty sure you know, too.
I don't know.
You sure?
Yes.
Well.
If you think Mom's going to be offended, you probably shouldn't say it.
Well, yeah.
Well, then don't say it.
Yeah. Because you're a guy. She's a gal.
I'm scarier? Oh, okay.
Basically.
No, I don't think she'd be offended by that. But, like, when I start going, time to go!
But it's more or less when you do it, when you text me on my iPad. Because there's one time when I was late to get in the car because I was getting something. You go like the first thing in capitals and you do it in an exclamation point. Okay, I have something to tell you.
Oh. Okay.
Why do you and Mom and all the parents, at least some, why do you put periods at the end of your text?
Because we were raised to use proper punctuation, and I don't always use a period at the end of a text.
Yeah, I never do.
I use periods.
I never do.
I use periods to end sentences. You have to use a period to end a sentence. If you're going to send a text that has more than one sentence, you have to use a period. You have to end one sentence.
Well, no, it's usually like, hey, get on and stuff. We don't usually, like, do periods and stuff.
Yeah, if you're just...
We don't do, what's it called?
Question mark?
No, like that stuff.
Exclamation point? Punctuation?
Like, punctuation, yeah, that. We don't do that stuff.
Yeah, but how do you know when the sentence is over? I mean, if you're just saying, hey, get on, I get why there's no punctuation.
But we usually never do, like, full sentences. Even if we're doing something stupid, like when we're just doing in random letters and it goes for, like, 20, like, things.
Okay.
So, yeah, why do you
experience? Because we know how to. I guess.
Yeah, but that wastes your time. You could literally do... When I was using my iPad, or at least something to text on, the return button, it usually always enter. So I used to, like, click that, but that's, like, to make a new thing. You know? I don't usually click the arrow because I thought.
Yeah. Okay. So, two and 17 and a half minutes. Good job, buddy.
Who's going to go get Jackie?
I'll go get her here. I'll stop the recorder.
You have to get her.
I'll stop the recorder and then I'll go get her.
Okay.
And then She doesn't know this is happening. So, okay. Well, what thanks if, for being on the podcast with me, buddy.
What if I could talk to them and then, well, you just keep it on?
Well, no, I'm gonna stop it now. So thanks for farting on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Twice.
There, that was my segue back to me voicing over after the fact. Like I mentioned earlier at the beginning, Jackie's asleep, so she's not going to be on here. I'll have her on again sometime, or for the first time sometime, to explain why she gets in the car with her backpack on like most kids do nowadays. Talk to you next week from Hardin County.